The Mets going for the sweep of the Phillies. Zach Wheeler on the hill for New York, looking for his first win since 2014. Vince Velasquez getting the start for the Phillies. First inning, Yoenis Cespedes at the dish, looking for an encore facing Velasquez.
And the breaking ball ripped down the line for another extra base hit. Conforto on his way to third as Kendrick has trouble digging it out, so Conforto gets the wave. The Mets instantly have a 1-0 lead. 1-2 coming. At the knees, strike three called.
Next delivery, big cut, swing and a miss. Down goes Velasquez. 1-2, big swing and a miss by Hernandez. Down he goes.
1-for-6 in his career against Robles. First pitch swinging, he drives one deep to left center field. Headed back toward the wall, it's out of here. A grand slam for Michael Franco to get the Phillies back within one run. Grounded to second base, Walker's in front of it. And the ball game is over. Addison Reed saves it. Zach Wheeler has the victory.
The Mets sweep the Phillies, taking it 5-4 and have now won four straight overall. Michael Conforto, two hits and three runs scored. Zach Wheeler with his first win since 2014, going 5 2/3 innings, giving up three runs. The Mets have now won four straight games. Manager Terry Collins spoke after about the 5-4 win.
His off-speed stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That was exactly what we were talking about. I was very, very happy and very impressed the way he threw the ball tonight. Fortunately, we hung on and got him one win. He deserved it. The way he pitched, and you know, that's a long road back to his first win in a long time.
How much do you think for him? I mean, we understand there were bad conditions in that first start, but just the mental hurdle of getting through the first one and then feeling like you can get back into your old routine.
It's all about a mental hurdle. See, to be honest, that's, you know. We got into the sixth inning, and you know, I told Dan, if he can get us through this inning, I think it'll be a huge step for him. And you know, he threw the ball as well as he could, he just ran out of gas all of a sudden. But I was very impressed.
Through the way the series went for you, kind of found ways to win every game. Just talk about how things kind of went for you this
series.
Well,
we came in, we like playing here, and first night was a big one. We stole that one, and then last night was what it was. But I thought tonight. You know, when we got out to the big lead, we could have added on, and they did a good job holding us down, and we just got to take it and get ready for tomorrow.
And it seemed like there was a number of people throughout the whole series that came through, whether it was Cespedes or Conforto or somebody else. Just look at what overall that, but then the lineup, everybody kind of chipped in this whole series.
Well, you're not going to ride, even as good as Cess is, you're not going to ride him every night. I mean, guys, other guys got to start. You know, they got to pick up the nights he doesn't. Have a big game, and you that's the way you're going to win. You're not going to win. One guy's not going to take to the promised land. So hopefully we spread out the wealth and start swinging as a unit and help out.
Terry, what do you suppose this has done for Conforto, getting a couple of starts here and obviously producing?
Well, I think it's great for him. He's got great confidence. You know, he had a real good spring, and he worked very hard this winter to, you know, find his swing again, just get away from trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, which we know he can do with this swing he had. So I just think he's each and every game that he plays, I think he's driven to, you know, have a good game so that, you know, he continues to get opportunities, and I salute that.
Do you think you'll be able to keep finding spots for him here in the games coming?
Well, we'll try, Mark. I mean, tonight was a good time for him. I wanted to make sure Granny had a night center field, and Miami's a tough place to play, and so I just talked to him about having a blow tonight, in which he took, and you know, we'll try to get him in another game this weekend someplace.
Is it safe to say he'll stick around though, even when Lagares comes back?
I can't answer that. Mike.
Okay.
In the absence of Familia, Salas, and Reed, what are they meant?
Well, you know, when we found out we might lose Jurys, we talked about the back end of our bullpen was still pretty good with those two guys, and it is still pretty good. We just got to bridge that gap to get to those two guys, because we've seen it in the past where that seemed like that sixth or seventh inning is when it's been a tough for us to get through it. But I have all the confidence in the world when you get to Fernando, Jerry. It seems like he gets a big out when he needs a big out. And, we got to just make sure that, you know, we've got the right pieces in order and in the right matchups.
Zach Wheeler went 5 2/3 innings, allowing three runs. He wins his first game since 2014. He spoke to the media after the game.
You know, that's what I said. I knew the sort of work on from last start was my command, and I did that. I lost a little bit there at the end, but you know, it's definitely a better outing and something to sort of look back on and remember.
When you look back on that first start, I mean, how much was it about simply just getting back out there and then this time around having that ability to get back into a normal routine and, you know, you've cleared one huge hurdle already?
Yeah, I mean, it felt good. You know, it's nice to sort of bounce back after that rough outing and, you know, get out there and compete and, you know, just bear down. You know, it was a big start for me, so it was nice to be out there doing well again and feeling good.
A lot of ground ball outs for you tonight. Is that something even more so than normal that you really focus on trying to get in parks like this?
No. I mean, I know the ball's flying out of here. It's always flown out of here. So, you know, I'd like to think I'm a ground ball pitcher. I've always sort of been. So, my two seam was working well today, and slider was doing, you know, its thing. So, yeah, I mean, it felt good all the way around.
Michael Conforto finished with a home run in the Mets' 5-4 victory over the Phillies.
Well, I think it, you know, I keep saying it's the hitting coaches. They're just keeping me ready. You know, they do such a good job of keeping it high energy, keeping it positive, and you know, just making sure I'm always prepared and always on time. You know, do a bunch of drills just to keep it game-like, and they make it easier for me. That's for sure.
Michael, one of the things you said during spring training is you want to focus on things you can control. And obviously, the line of card is not something you can control, but do you think you're making it a little harder for Terry to draw that line of card out?
Yeah, well, I think I said it before. You know, I think you know, anytime it's difficult for him, I think that's a good thing. And it just means we've got a lot of good players, we've got a lot of depth, and it means we're playing well. So, you know, I think it's a good thing, and this will continue to keep doing it.
How much more comfortable are the at-bats when, you know, you've got some in your pocket that you've had recently versus one a night, essentially?
Yeah, well, and, you know, every at-bat, every good at-bat that I have, it, you know, I continue to feel more comfortable out there. And, you know, the more consistent I can get out there, I think the more comfortable I'm going to be. And that goes for at the plate and out in the field. And, you know, so I think it's definitely a good thing, you know. Getting that second start, getting some more good ABs and seeing some pitches and you know, having a good approach up there, you know, it's definitely good.
Up next, the Mets visit the Marlins Thursday. Robert Gsellman on the hill against Wei-Yin Chen.